Hey guys, welcome to Bubby's Cooking Boo. This is, I believe, the second boo I've done, and yes, I've dropped something for the first time today. Well done. Nothing major though. So I made some beer batter. What happened was we ended up with some bottles of beer, and we don't drink, so we didn't know what to do with it. So we decided that we would make some beer batter. Now, how I did it was I used about a cup of flour. Now, the measurements are kind of, you know, you don't have to be really strict with the measurements. So I used about a cup of flour, a little bottle of beer. We call them stubbies here. I don't know how many mils they are, so sorry about that. An egg and a bit of salt, and that was about it. And the consistency you want is like it should run off the spoon, but should be a bit thick so that you can coat things in it. And we made fish last night, and then we put it in the fridge and we left it overnight, and it was even better the next day. So if you can leave it overnight, if you need to cook it immediately, let it stand for about half an hour. But if you want it to be even better, and you can, let the batter be in the fridge overnight covered, and you'll find you get an awesome batter. And yeah, mix it really well. And how would you describe the consistency?
Well, thicker than what it was.
It's kind of like a, almost like a pancake batter thickness.
Yeah.
If that helps anybody. And yeah, when you get it out of the fridge, give it another good stir, and it should be ready to go. And we're going to use it tonight. I'm going to make potato scallops and onion rings. Now, the way you make the potato scallops is, I'm just about to slice the potatoes. So you slice your potatoes quite thin, and you can either parboil them in a saucepan and water, or put them in the microwave with a bit of water until they're soft. You don't want them soft so they fall apart, but you just want them soft enough so they'll cook. And then you coat them in flour, and you dip them in your batter, and you fry them in really hot oil. And the onion rings are pretty much the same. I'm using a nicer dicer. It's plus. It's not just a nicer dicer, it's a nicer dicer plus, to make my rings and my potato slices. So yeah, that's about it, guys. That's how you make potato scallops and onion rings and beer batter. So, you know, I will do another boo, a follow-up boo tomorrow, letting you know how it all turned out. You know, I hope you enjoy these little recipe bits. Let me know what you think. I've had positive comments from the other, what was it I made? Ah, the marinated lamb chops. So, yeah, let me know. Give me your comments, negative or positive. And I will talk to you guys later. God bless. See you later.